Dana Sussman is the Senior Vice President of Pregnancy Justice. Dana, is there truth to this? Are there laws that are on the books now or being enacted in West Virginia that could hold a woman criminally liable for a miscarriage?
Well, the short answer is no. This prosecutor is not relying on any state law that we can identify that would permit this kind of prosecution. We've interrogated the laws in the state, we've reviewed the laws in the state and the decisions in the state. And while there is a complete abortion ban in West Virginia, that ban prohibits providers from providing abortions. It does not criminalize pregnant women from having for seeking an abortion or for having a miscarriage. But we have seen prosecutors around the country, and this statement from West Virginia is very similar to what we've seen in other states, where people who have had miscarriages have been arrested for not responding in a way that a law enforcement officer likes or approves of. So not disposing of the miscarriage remains in a way that that they agree with. And as you laid out, so many people experience miscarriage. So many people experience pregnancy loss. And there is no handbook about how to dispose of miscarriage remains. There is no handbook about how you're supposed to behave. And there is no law requiring you to report your miscarriage to anyone. That is not a requirement that is placed on women. So these remarks are incredibly careless, dangerous, and not at all founded on law.
Thank God, because it's being picked up by many different online forums, of course, credible news reports, because this prosecutor did say it, which made all women go, what are you talking about? This is the most devastating moment in my life. What would launch him into a tirade like this?
I think that in this post-Dobbs era, this after the Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe versus Wade, there have been an increase in prosecutors and police investigating women for their pregnancy losses. And it's so devastating to be in a medical emergency, to experience a pregnancy loss, and then to have to layer on the concern around your own health, around your own pregnancy, with legal concerns. This is not a legal event. This is not a criminal event. This is a medical event and a devastating one. And
how would police know? How would they possibly know? You say that they have investigated these things. How would they know something so personal?
Often women are going to the hospital or they are calling 911 from their homes because they're losing a lot of blood. We've had women lose consciousness and medical personnel are called, and those emergency medical technicians sometimes have police with them, or they are then reporting people to law enforcement. There was a case in Ohio where a woman went to the emergency room because she was experiencing a pregnancy loss, and the police were called by a nurse. In another case out of Georgia just last month, a woman was found unconscious outside of her apartment building, and someone called 911 to get her help, and she was reported to law enforcement. In both of those cases, charges were brought, but those charges did not stick. It does not matter, though, that even when a woman is charged and those prosecutions ultimately do not proceed, that is considered a victory, right? The trauma of experiencing something like that when you are experiencing a devastating medical event is can be lifelong. And so this often occurs in the context of healthcare providers coordinating or reporting to law enforcement.
And that would be in states where abortion is outlawed, so they would be considering the fact that perhaps she tried to perform a self-abortion. Is that even a term? I don't even know, but, you know.
That may be the case in some instances, but in the case in Ohio, Ohio voters actually supported abortion rights on a ballot measure, and there is abortion access in the state. What happened in that case is there is this distrust of women, and particularly women of color, when they are experiencing these medical emergencies. And oftentimes it's a question of, what did they do with the fetal remains? And I, every time these cases emerge, I always ask, what would you like us to do with the fetal remains? What resource are you referring to about how we should be, you know, handling fetal remains in a medical emergency? So there's questions about, you know, in a particular case in Ohio, she experienced her pregnancy loss while on the toilet. So many women spoke out and said, that exact same thing happened to me, or I was in the bathtub, or I experienced it, you know, in my home, and then I had to figure out what to do. These are realities that women face, but I think the remarks by the prosecutor are not only extremely careless and dangerous, but they also demonstrate he has no idea what pregnancy loss is like. And that is also what this is about, that there is a lack of recognition of what happens to women in these situations, how common it is, and how it is not a woman's fault, right? Most miscarriages and stillbirths, there is no known cause, and there's almost nothing a woman can or cannot do that will actually have an impact on her ability to carry a pregnancy to term. There are, you know, things that we want people to do, that we want them to have access to prenatal care and healthy food and all of those things, but these are things that are not the fault of the pregnant woman, and that should also be made very clear.
Thank you so much for clearing it up. I mean, the fact that a county prosecutor went on TV and made those claims had to be frightening to women there. And of course, we have much greater protections here. But we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
She is with Pregnancy Justice. Her name is Dana Sussman.